Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember, coming up at 7:45, give you a chance to win some Wizards tickets. But Jason mentioned the Masters, round one yesterday. It did start a little bit late, but most of the guys got it in. I know Tiger Woods didn't get his full round in, but he played well.
Yeah, the weather went under. Well. The weather wasn't as bad as they thought, so they started 2.5 hours late. Yeah, so Tiger has 5 holes to play today.
But just to kick off Tiger, because he's the one that moves the needle, I was blown away at how sharp he was. Blown away.
I also thought his gear looked okay after all the making fun of, what's it called?
Sunday Red.
Well, I think clearly what he did is he just took all his perfectly fitted Nike gear and just made all this perfectly fitted. And it looks silly on him because he's
looks good
fit.
On him, yeah.
Yeah. But it's way better than Jason Day's gear. Jason Day's Mall Bond gear, where he's wearing the parachute
pants. You don't
pants,
like the puffy pants?
And then the ugly shirts. No, that it's literally the worst gear I've ever seen.
He must be making a lot of money to wear that.
A lot of money.
Because you know he doesn't. There's no way he looks in the mirror and goes, I look good.
Yeah. Just now, if I start wearing puffy pants in 2 years, play this tape back. Yeah. I didn't like the sneaker bit, and now I'm all into
the
Jordans.
Maybe you'll adapt.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Maybe becomes
but Tiger scrambled. First of all, his putting was really good. He was 13 for 13 inside 10 feet. And to make par on two when the ball was nestled up against the tree, to make par on nine when he was in the trap, and make par on 12 where he was in the pine straw beyond the green.
When he was in his peak heyday, he was one of the great scramblers of all.
He was scrambling his ass off, yeah.
Maybe the greatest. Who knows what will happen today? He could easily just blow up. But it does show you he knows the course. He has the course knowledge. And I don't think if these other guys are on, he has any chance of hanging with them. They're just too good.
Yeah.
Like, here's the question. So DeChambeau's leading right now by a shot over Scheffler. Can DeChambeau continue and hold off a guy like Scheffler who's not going to fade?
Has DeChambeau been playing well? See, this is where you have no idea.
I mean, he shot a 58, like, I don't know, 6 months ago.
Has he been winning on the LIV Tour?
Does he have any wins?
Who would know?
I know he shot a 58.
I think the Crushers won as a team two tournaments ago.
Yeah. Hey, listen, he's always pretty dialed in.
Yeah.
And he's skinnier now, right? He went from, like, super muscular to thinner to get a little more fit and flexible.
He's playing a brand new set of irons that just got approved by the USGA to conform to their rules. So the irons he was playing, they're still the one length, but the ones he's playing now, they have like a little thing on the back. You know how the driver has like that little arrow thing on the back?
Yeah.
He has something like that on his irons to help reduce spin. From left to right spin or right to left spin, and they just got approved. So this is his first tournament with these irons.
They're 3D printed irons?
I don't know if they're 3D.
That's what it says.
It might be.
Using 3D. Dude, he's using irons from a printer.
He's revolutionized the game. You can love him or hate him. The guy's unbelievable.
You know how like NASCAR teams, they push the limits with their cars about how low they can be, how aerodynamic they can be. Bryson's basically doing the same with golf because he's using a 45.75-inch driver, a crank driver that's used on long drive competitions.
We can't even get a printer in this building that prints on paper, let alone a printer that prints out.
But he also
irons
doing
that
it
can
too.
Win the Masters.
So he's also doing it too with his techniques. Yeah. Like you see why he looks so different than everybody else because he's just changing the game in the way
he's using technology to his advantage and he's pushing the limits with it.
He's probably the only guy in the field that had one length irons. Nobody plays with one length irons.
Bryson, and nobody picked him in a golf pool. More importantly,
and nobody.
I thought about taking him. Well, it's and early. I ended up taking Phil Mickelson.
It's
with
early.
My
how many
pick?
Guys lead wire to wire?
Today will be a very very telling test because Bryson. We thought there would be a wave advantage late early, but it turned out the weather shifted and the wave advantage was playing early late. You didn't have any of the teeth of the wind, so Bryson benefited from a calmer golf course, a softer golf course because of the rain that came through the area, as opposed to a Max Homa or Hogarth.
That's what makes it more impressive with guys like Hogarth and Homa did yesterday in that wind. The wind was brutal. You could see it.
Yeah, the wind, Tiger said it was one of the most difficult wind conditions ever.
It was brutal.
And Tiger played, and think about this, in 2007 when that was considered one of the windiest Masters ever, and I think Zach Johnson was the winner over par. Think about how easy Augusta National is, how easy it is to make birdies there. And in 2007, they finished over.
Dude, I can't stop looking at how good he looks today. He's wearing the khaki pants or whatever those are.
Like a cream-colored pants. With a puffy vest.
I'm a big vest guy. Like, I wear vests all the time because I like to be warm. And it's perfect for...
It looks like a cashmere sweater.
I made fun of that gear. I might need that whole exact...
You know it comes out May 1st.
See, you're
May
turning.
1st it comes out.
No, but he makes it look so good. Mm-hmm. I love his vest.
If I wore that, my man boobs would be popping.
We just got to get a big
SundayReds.com is about to get a bunch of hits.
Dude,
I did notice.
Looks awesome today.
I did notice that one of the guys drafted in our pool was Hideki, and he's way down the list.
Hideki didn't have a single birdie yesterday.
He played terrible.
He played awful. And
I can relate to that.
And he played kind of early, too. So he played awful in the early wave. Which has the most advantage. Now he might miss the cut.
I know. It's top 50 in ties to make the cut, so he can still come back.
So we'll see.
Zalatoris played really well until he bogeyed 17 and 18. He was playing really well. I think he got it to four at one point. But
if it continues, who has Scheffler? Who got Scheffler? Because she didn't take him.
I have Scheffler.
Oh, yeah. You're in a good spot, man.
It's a great spot. Scheffler
showed exactly why he's the best on tour right now. If you looked at number nine, him and Rory basically had the same shot into their approach shot into number nine. It was a downhill lie with a strong like breeze blowing into you, and Rory hit his approach shot kind of high and spinny, and the wind took it to the center of the green. Basically, no chance of making birdie from where he was, and Scheffler was able to hit it through a wind, like basically through the window, low trajectory, fight through the wind, leave himself an uphill 8-foot putt. Now they both made par.
Yeah.
But this is why Scheffler is so good, is he puts himself in position. He's able to put himself in positions to make these putts.
He's the best iron player on tour. He's not even close.
His ball striking is better than peak Tiger Woods, if you look at the data golf.
Look at the stats.
If he could putt semi-normal, he would run away with tournaments.
And he tries to. I mean, he works on his putting. Think about this. Scheffler, in his last 27 starts, has 17 top fives.
That's a pretty absurd
unbelievable.
Number.
I mean, that's dumb.
Sick run he's on.
And today's very critical for people who still haven't finished because I believe 18 of the last winners of the Masters after day one were within the top 11.
Yeah.
Top 11. So basically, you can shoot your way out of the tournament with.
I don't think the
wind's
supposed to be bad today, though.
I think it is. I think it's supposed to be bad all day today.
Maybe it's going to
sunny with gusty winds developing this afternoon.
What are they gusting?
Winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible.
So later in the afternoon.
I was reading all day. Now, I was wrong yesterday about the weather, but I was reading today's going to be a debacle. You might have 5.5 hour rounds today.
But again, I think for a guy like Tiger, if you're a Tiger fan, a lot of us would love to watch Tiger, that's good for him. He has more experience. He can handle those tough conditions. And again, I was blown away at how sharp he was, considering he had played, I think, 14 competitive holes going into that tournament. This year.
He's the greatest of all time.
He still has
Jack
skill.
Nicklaus,
he knows the course better than anybody.
He knows it better than anybody.
Yeah, but didn't Jack win a green jacket in his 40s?
He did. He was 46 years old. Now he's 48.
I'm going to be
Phil won at 50. So
I'm going to be curious today to see how Tiger handles playing more than 18 holes in a day.
Correct.
I think he can do it. I think he can. Don't
only like is, five extra. Gonna, right?
It'll take. Yeah, but it'll take his toll.
Five means a lot. You got to
remember he has to get up early in the morning, do all this rehab stuff. He probably only got 5 hours of sleep last night because he has to get up so early.
Yeah, the fact that he finished at 8 o'clock and then has to come around, do a turnaround, and be on the course
and warm up, and go hit a drive.
But you see him; he looks amazing. And he is hilarious. I know he's banged up, but when he's struggling a little bit, that walk is hurting. And when he buries a putt, he could be a save for par. He's got that, you know, he starts strutting.
He sells a little.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. His body still hurts.
It does. Yeah. I'm not saying he's not banged up.
That's adrenaline.
It's adrenaline, and exactly. But he clearly shows, Jason, here's the thing. He still has the ball speed and everything else to compete if he can ever just get dialed in. Like, he could still do this if he could just get dialed in.
Well, he can do it.
He still has the hands. It's just,
but the four rounds is what takes its toll.
What takes his toll is the lack of practice.
Yeah, and he probably doesn't like practice anymore because his body
hurts. It looks like he's been working on his game.
When he birdied number one, I go, guys everywhere are going to stop having sex.
I don't believe that. I know that's your thing.
Yeah, they're not going to go to that
extent. By the way, you didn't send me the dong pic. You never did.
I didn't? No, I sent it out.
Yeah, you didn't send me. I must be off your list.
He's not on the thread.
Yeah.
Sunday is going to be perfect. 85 degrees and sunny. Winds are dying down.
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday are going to be very scoring.
My prediction, though, is that Bryson will fade. It's just too hard. I mean, I just think he'll fade. It's just
It kind of depends on how bad the winds are when you're playing.
How far back can you be right now to still be in it?
It looks like 2 under is within that top 11 rule that I gave you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is the top 11 rule? I can't remember that.
I said the last 18 winners of the Masters
after
day one have been within the top 11 on the leaderboard.
So McIlroy would be out of it.
If that held true.
Yeah.
If it held true.
Yeah.
And Tiger would be out.
I think the last time to do it was Tiger in 2005.
But it's just so fun to watch.
The legendary.
What time does the Masters.com live?
No. It's on ESPN at 7:45.
Oh, it is. So that's when he's off
at 7:50. Yeah. He looks so good.
That's why I was confused when you changed the channel.
Oh, because I just wanted to put a live from because I wanted to see if
because the live from we were looking at his silly outfit.
He probably has a better drop than you, EB.
I will say this. I've stood next to Tiger several times, interviewed him once. And it's so in this, like 7 or 8 years ago, 10 years ago, I think he's gotten a little thicker. He's got a tiny little waist for as tall as he is.
Very skinny.
He got a tiny little waist, and
he does have thin legs.
But he does have broad shoulders. He probably has a close to an EB drop.
He's close. He's approaching to
you and Tiger.
I believe I'm broader than him, but he's definitely narrower than me. So we'll have to figure that out.
I wonder how long it takes him to get prepped and rehabbed for.
I honestly think just to get out
to the range.
Hour and a half.
No, well, think about it. He's got to do rehab as soon as he gets back to the clubhouse.
Yeah, he does that.
Like, he's got to
stretch pre and post.
Yeah. And then
he'll have to do a little more today because he's going to have to rest or, you know, they'll have that break in between. I don't know what he'll do to stay warm. Maybe he'll ride a bike or something. I don't know what they're going to do.
There'll be about an hour break before he goes back up.
But look,
I wonder how much Cake's watched.
Zero swings. Not a single one.
I was a little
distraught, though, when I saw Denny McCarthy at +2. I needed him to turn it around.
It's hard for first.
Would love him to make the cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Tiger probably play 2 or 3 holes.
Yeah, well.
That's when I was watching.
Yeah.
He tees off in 10 minutes.
Tom, I was driving back.
Or 15 minutes.
Where was I? I was driving back because we had it on, and he was watching on his phone, just giving me play-by-play as I'm driving.
That's so nerdy.
Well, we just love it.
He's giving you swing by swing.
Oh, he's here. And there. Yeah, we're just kind of.
He's like an on-course commentator.
Yeah,
How many majors has Scheffler won already?
He went 3 or 4?
One.
Only Augusta.
He's got Augusta, yeah. And he.
No. One. Is that right?
One.
Does he? He doesn't have U.S. Open.
No.
Okay.
Or PGA. Right. Yeah. He only has one.
If you're right, I defer to you. I feel like he's.
Yeah, he won the Masters, T2 at both the PGA and the U.S. Open, and T8 at the Open.
Get back to me at the end of the year, then I'll be at 3 or 4.
He'll be at 3.
He's
or
that
four.
Good. He could win 2 in a year.
He could.
He could easily win 2 in a year.
You know what? Long way to go. It's a lot
it's a
of golf.
Way to go. But if I had to he's put clearly my money the, he's on the one favorite. Guy, I put my money. Like if you could rebet again,
he's the favorite.
You would have already, but now you're doubling down on him.
He's +160 to win right now.
Now you're doubling down.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I can't believe Anna didn't pick him.
Who'd she take?
She took Rory.
You know, I give everyone a buyout right now. $10.
Nope.
The $20 is the bid?
Yeah.
I might consider it. Well, I don't think my guys have a prayer.
What did Koepka finish at?
You know what?
Even.
His wife might go into labor.
Neiman's still alive.
That is true.
Neiman's still alive. Most first-time moms don't go into labor early, right? On the whole.
No, I thought it was the
my
opposite.
My wife came a month early.
First-timers, I thought it was opposite. First-timers come early.
No, I think it's, my experience is that first time, it's takes a little longer, and then the second or third times, it's easier to come down to shoot. You know what I'm saying? It just.
Yeah, but that's in the moment of truth. But
right
whether
out.
They come late or early probably doesn't have to do with that part.
Okay. I don't know. My kids were. Maybe
I mean, odds are she's not gonna.
I don't think she's gonna have the baby.
Hey, if he's leading the Masters on Sunday and she has the baby, that might be the story of 2024.
Well, if he leaves, it.
Yeah,
will
he
be.
Leaves.
Well, he's an idiot if he leaves. And this
let's
is
see
what,
if
this
that
is
happens.
One thing that my buddy Tom did say that is annoying. When everyone says they're a family man, well, who's not a family man? You know what I mean? Okay, maybe if you have some horrific hillbilly family or whatever, you know. But for the most part, 99.9% of people are family men.
Yeah.
Everyone loves their family.
Of course.
Who doesn't love their family?
Yeah.
When they say he's a family man, it's actually insulting.
Right, but they're all, yeah, I mean, all the golfers are family.
I'm not a family man. Of course, everyone's a family man.
Let's just see if it comes to that. I'm guessing it will not.
Right now.
If he leaves, he's an idiot.
Bryson,
he's the dumbest family man ever.
If he leaves with a lead or close to the lead.
Yes.
If he's six back.
No, what if it happened last night and then he withdrew last night after the round the 66 bogey
dumbest
round.
Dumbest guy ever. Because it's not. Listen, you're going to have the rest of your life with your kid. That's a few fleeting seconds where it squirts out. Ain't that big a deal. You have somebody videotape it. It's fine.
He is going to have like 20 more
cracks. All you're doing for your
Masters.
Wife is giving her ice chips. You don't do any. You couldn't be more useless.
He's got to cut the cord.
Cut the cord. That's fine.
Well, the reality is back in the day, they didn't even let dads, like our generation of dads, weren't allowed to be in the room.
He's basically, come get me whenever the kid comes
right.
out. He's in a waiting room for 18 hours.
Yeah.
It's
not going to come down to that.
It doesn't mean anything.
All right. Well, right now he trails Bryson DeChambeau by one shot. Tiger Woods, 1 under, and he'll tee off in about 10-15 minutes, picking up the end of his first round. Coming up next, some pretty amazing details on the Shohei Ohtani interpreter case, as the feds have now charged him. We'll get into that here on the Junkies.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.